Okay, I got two injuries to report for tonight. Newhouse had a shoulder sprain, and Brett Swain had a hamstring injury. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, do you think it was way too sloppy tonight for that offense?
Oh, I think it's obvious. I mean, the ball on the ground, that's unacceptable. Yeah, that was not a very good practice at all for the offense, just from a fundamental standpoint. You have some tough looks. Especially against our defense, that's installation football, but they did not like the fundamentals, you know, particularly the ball security of the offense tonight. It was poor.
What have you thought of Newhouse in camp?
I'm sorry?
What have you thought of Newhouse in camp?
He's done some good things. He's definitely made a step in the strength conditioning area from, you know, this year compared to last year. He is comfortable. In the footwork, I see an improvement there. But you know, it's like anybody else. The availability of your team is the most important aspect going into a season. That's something that they're told from day one, availability and accountability. So, Marshall is doing well. Hopefully it's not a serious shoulder injury.
Mike, is Crosby's ankle okay?
No, Mason Crosby's ankle is sprained. We're going to be smart with him this week. I'm hopeful that he'll go against Cleveland.
Mike, aside from tonight's practice, when you combine the veterans on offense at the skill positions that are back, returning guys from injury like Jermichael and Grant, plus a couple of those rookies, whether it's Cobb or Green, is this as deep and talented as a group as it is that you've seen since you've been here? And is it going to make cut down in the long term that much harder?
I don't want to disrespect any of my players here, but we look great on paper. You know, there's no doubt about it. But we're not close to where we need to be as a football team. We realize that we have a lot of work to do. So I'm not here. I'm not going to throw out any bouquets tonight. So yes, we're very talented. We got players that have done a lot here in the past. It's exciting when, you know, you can put that many skilled position players on the field. I agree with all that, but the reality is, if you don't take care of the football, and you don't take the football away, if you don't tackle and break tackles, you don't make blocks, you don't get off blocks, you don't handle the adjustments that the defense gives you, and so forth on offense and all the way through special teams, it doesn't make for very fundamental football. So we need to step it up in the area of fundamentals.
Did I put in a few extra snaps tonight after Saturday?
No. Yeah, actually, we had goal line planned there at the end. And with the schedule limitations, I did not do the goal line. We'll do the goal line tomorrow. It's important for us to get the ball skills at the end. We do ball skills for 10 minutes at the end of every practice, so I wanted to make sure I got that in tonight.
Like, your running backs though have been really sure-handed. So on a night like this, I know you're mad.
I'm not mad. I mean, it's just the reality of where we are. But short-handed, and it's about opportunities. I don't believe in one position. Tight ends went through last week. You know, they get a little short. You help them out. You try to stay away from two tight end groups. It isn't like we're lining up in two backs all day out there too. So we're not tapping the running back position out as far as the reps. But you got to handle. You got to hold on to the ball. I don't care whose fault it is. You take care of the football. So everybody's fighting for a job with a lot of less opportunities. You know, we don't have as many practices this year than we have in the past. So it's important for everybody to mentally tighten it down. We have more mental errors this year than we've had in the past. That's probably true around the league. But we don't really care about the league. We have a standard here. We're pushing to get that standard, fully confident that we will get there. I thought defense made a big step today. They're doing a lot of different things. They're handling the volume mentally very well. So defense did an excellent ball taking did an excellent job taking the ball away today. But you got to take care of the football on offense because it's pre-snap penalties, not take care of the football, that's a bad day.
Like, do you lose anything when you have to move inside the Hudson Center for a training camp practice?
I'd say no, because we're still able to do all our individual drills. We don't change the practice. There's nothing that we did not have scheduled tonight that we had to take out because of moving inside the Hudson Center. Really, it's a, you know, the people you worry about is really the fans, just because you don't have a whole lot of room to get the fans in there. But you know, we're fortunate with the two, you know, with the two fields. It works out fine.
What's Underwood got?
He has a knee sprain, so he's going to be a couple weeks.
How is Mike and Yelp look too?
It looks very good. I thought he, you know, really showed up a bunch today. Just talking with the coaches and also speaking, you know, visiting with Mike yesterday. You know, he feels, you know, hopefully his injury's in the rearview mirror and looks good. I think his weight's up and he's off to a good start. So Mike's having a good camp. Just in a short time, he's been able to go, you know, full reps.